Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of 14,000 outdoor industry leaders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice.
We have once again compiled the hottest jobs from the group and our own industry contacts so that you can find out who's hiring right now. In fact, today we have a Basecamp exclusive, a job that's not posted anywhere else, so you'll want to stay tuned.
And if you want even more jobs, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. This week, we had so many cool jobs, including the head of cycling testing for Bicycling Magazine and archaeologist for the National Park Service. The link is found on outdoordreamjobs.com.
I don't know who wouldn't want to be an archaeologist. I feel like we've all wanted to be that since we were kids.
It sounds so fun.
Yeah. And then after the jobs, today we're interviewing Storm Schmidt, the lead recruiter at Trek Bicycles. All right, let's get into the jobs. So our first job is in Portland, Oregon with Keen Footwear, a total classic outdoor industry brand. This is a kids footwear engineer position. They're looking for 8 years of experience, so you have to have quite a lot of experience in shoes. And basically, you'll be leading the technical product development of kids footwear. And as a longtime Keen kids footwear customer, I can tell you that, kids always have to buy new shoes because their feet grow. So even with COVID and the economic recession, this is actually a pretty safe position. You don't stop buying
job security. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't stop buying kids clothes because of a recession. Maybe you buy fewer, but Kids Keen Footwear really does stand the test of all the outdoor activities compared to a lot of other footwear out there for kids. So this is a really cool position to have a big impact on getting kids into the outdoors by getting them the footwear that they need to do it.
Yeah, and I believe that Keen also has an adult footwear engineer position open as well. So if that's more your speed, you can check that out on their website. Mm-hmm. We've also got a job in Lake Tahoe, California for an executive director at the Sierra Avalanche Center. And what they do is, information for people looking to ski, weather information, snow, avalanche, backcountry data. They did offer a salary range of $58,000 to $67,000. So it's great to know that. And really interesting, it says that, this is obviously a position with a seasonal nature. So in the winter months, you're going to work up to 150 hours per month. But then in some of the summer months, you're only going to work 50 hours per month. So work-life balance here sounds amazing. And it's a position where if you like, the kind of the snow sports and really those winter activities, this would be an amazing job for you in an amazing place, Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. The next job that we have is from a running company that is growing extremely fast. This brand is called On. They're also sometimes referred to as On Running. They're in New York, New York, and they're looking for a retail technology project manager. And what that means is that you will basically shape and define how this brand expands into retail stores globally. So again, they're growing quickly. They are from Europe and they are making, landfall here in the US. And I know that runners have been, gravitating towards them for a while. I used to be an editor at Gear Patrol, which is a men's lifestyle product website. And the running editor there just absolutely loved this brand. So this would be a very cool company to work for, one that's growing quickly, and you could learn a lot and technically have some insight into what it's like to work for a European brand as well.
I have another job in Fort Collins, Colorado with the Colorado State Forest Service. So a really traditional type of outdoor job that you might associate with the industry. And this is for the Associate Director of Forest Planning and Implementation, which is going to do kind of exactly what it says. You're going to be in charge of the programs and policies, on behalf of the Colorado State Forest Service, fire, fuel, watershed management, seedling, all of that type of great stuff. And like I said, Fort Collins, Colorado, great salary, $80,000. And you get to be kind of outside, right in the thick of it, protecting the public lands we all love.
That's a great job. The last position we have is our base camp exclusive. This is from Yuba Bikes. And Yuba Bikes is one of the first brands to build cargo bikes, long tail bikes. When you see families out there with multiple kids on the backs or fronts of their bike, this brand has been in the thick of that for a long time. So lots of authenticity here. This job is in Sonoma County, California, another beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for a marketing coordinator position. So pretty entry level, and they're just looking for someone who can take on some social media projects, creating content. This person must have good writing skills and a passion for the outdoors. So if you are looking to get into the industry and you have some history with bikes, this is a great position for you. And you can just email your resume and cover letter over to Justin at yubabikes.com. That's Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, at Yuba, Y-U-B-A, bikes.com. So this is the inside scoop from one of our base camp members. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, and according to the post, a lot of people spoke up about what a cool boss Justin would be. So that's a little insider info that, you know, if you're in the community, you would know, and you'd be able to reach out to Justin directly and ask him questions. Still time to join the Basecamp group on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're going to head over and talk to Storm Schmidt about what in the heck is going on in the bike industry right now. I am so excited to get the inside scoop. I see lines outside of the bike shops in Los Angeles. Socially distanced lines. And I'm so curious what is happening. So let's talk to Storm.
We're here with Storm Schmidt. He is the lead recruiter for Trek Bicycles. And Storm, we're so happy to have you here today because we are so excited to hear about what's happening in the cycling industry.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the email and the invitation. I absolutely love being part of Basecamp on Facebook. Not everything is clicked to the top, but Basecamp definitely is because it's so neat to see what's all going on in the world and what everybody's up to. So I appreciate you guys inviting me, and I was excited to connect. This is definitely the highlight of my week.
Oh, I'm blushing over here about Basecamp flattery.
And, you know, that's how we found you, too, because you kept posting job opportunities for Trek, and we kept seeing these come up again and again. And we were like, wow, what is happening over at Trek? So can you just start by telling us a little bit about Trek and what you guys do there and, you know, a little bit about the company?
Absolutely. So we are the world's greatest bicycle company, and we are a global organization. We're based in Waterloo, Wisconsin, and I reside in Madison. And I can be in Madison and tell people, oh yeah, I work in Waterloo, and they look at me, they go, where's Waterloo? And I kind of chuckle because it is only 30 minutes, but it's a very small town. It's about 2,000, 2,500 people. And I mention this because it's part of who we are. It's part of our heritage. We started in a barn in Ooh. Waterloo, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is the dairy state. Agriculture is a huge part of what's going on here, and it kind of fits that the world's greatest bike company started in a barn amongst a bunch of cheese curds and really, really awesome beer here in Wisconsin. So as I mentioned, global organization. We have upwards of 3,500 employees scattered throughout around the whole globe, and we're growing. And it's fun, it's exciting. I've been with the organization for about 5 years, and it's really neat to look back on what has happened and what has occurred. And it's really neat when you do step back and see what the company is doing, the positive impact it's making on people, the stories that are coming in from our customers. And that's just it. The customers, the brand, it's all part of this amazing thing that encompasses Trek.
And so speaking of the brand, can you please tell the story of how you began working with Trek? Because I think it illuminates kind of the hilarious culture of the company.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Iowa, and there's a really infamous ride called RAGBRAI. RAGBRAI is an acronym for Registers Annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa. So what happens is you ride your bike for 7 days, typically just short of 400 miles. And believe it or not, it's between 20 and 30,000 people that do this event. And I'd done it 7 or 8 years in a row. I ended up buying a really nice Trek bicycle used from an individual, and it said made in Waterloo, Wisconsin. And I said, where in the world is Waterloo, Wisconsin? So I looked it up, and it just ended up being a few hours from my hometown. And at that point in time, I said, I want to combine what I love and what I'm passionate about doing with my career. And so I just started watching their job board, and LinkedIn was something I'd heard about. I had an account, and then at that point in time, I just started scrolling and trying to connect with somebody in human resources. Somebody had given me that piece of advice. So I did. I connected with an individual in human resources, and I just stayed at it. There wasn't necessarily a position that was open that fit my skill set at, you know, right away, but over time one popped up. This recruiter position popped up. And in all, it took me 18 months to make this position happen, but it is 100% worth it. I sent those messages. I just stayed persistent. I did things outside of the box, you know, to make myself stand out as I was courting the individuals at Trek. And then I think they finally just got tired of me and finally hired me.
What do you mean that you did something to stand out? Like, can you give any examples?
I'm a big fan of physical mail. So I actually, during quarantine, I had my wife, she's somewhat savvy in graphic design. She created me some fun thank yous, and there's a character of me on the back, but it's anything like that. I used to work in college admissions. I used to stick confetti in a clear envelope and mail it to people when they were accepted to the university. And that's, it's just those things that are out of the ordinary that make people stop in their tracks in their normal day routine and say, oh, wow, this guy's kind of neat. I want to talk to him. And I feel that if I can get somebody on the phone, if I can get, you know, have somebody meet with me face to face, that's when I'm tying up my sneakers. That's when it's game time. And that's when you have to perform, you know, if you're on that job hunt. So I sent cool things in the mail. I followed up with emails. I sent pictures of my bicycle adventures. Not to the point where I was annoying, but, you know, maybe one a month. I wasn't asking anything. I was just saying hi. So that's
how I, here's me on your bikes, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I'm spending my money on your product.
What a great story. And thanks for those tips. I think like people will be inspired to maybe stretch beyond their comfort zone a little
bit. You might get some glitter envelopes now.
I hope so.
People.
We had somebody a couple years ago. They literally designed this entire like picture book. This individual was a graphic designer, and they had it printed through, let's say, Shutterfly. They put it in this really neat recyclable cart. It was brown, like brown paper recyclable envelope, and like hand drew things on it. And that, like, to this day, will always be in my memory. That person went above and beyond and really made themselves stand out in the recruitment process.
Okay, so let's get down to the big question that we've had over the last week. What is going on in the bike industry right now? It's booming, right?
It is. Booming, all caps, like insert the background music, fireworks. It is absolutely booming. It's exciting to see people getting out on bikes and purchasing bikes. It's doing really, really well. And it's a lot of fun, and it's neat, you know, living in Madison is, it's just an amazing city, especially this time of year. There's so much going on, so much to do, such an active city. And I'm, you know, seeing the amount of people on bikes and families. It is, at times when I see families, it'll give me chills. Or even I have a neighbor that pulls his chihuahua in a little cart. That gets me excited. But yes, the bike industry, the COVID-19 has definitely had an impact in a positive way. I know retailers are extremely busy right now.
Yeah. And so it's probably because all the gyms are closed. People are looking to get active and get out of the house, mm-hmm. see something different. I know even my mom yesterday said, I think I might buy a bike. And I don't think she's owned a bike for over 30 years. So
no, you're absolutely right. The gyms are closed. And in addition to that, I spoke to a store manager, and he said he had a couple come in and buy some extremely high-end bicycle or e-bicycles, so electrically assisted. And he said that they had a European vacation planned, and they ended up canceling it, getting a refund. And the guy's like, well, I don't have anything else to spend my money on. I'm going to go, I want to buy these bikes so I can at least go enjoy the trails in California. So that was neat to hear, you know, kind of get some, you know, perspective on why, you know, some of these decisions are being made. But, mm-hmm. and then at the same time you get, this is typically a busy time in the bike industry anyway. I know being in Wisconsin, we, you know, winter is a real thing. So sometimes it takes until May to get some nice weather. So you combine the nice weather with being, you know, quarantined, and then, hey, let's go buy some bicycles.
So what does this mean for the job market? Are we seeing more jobs in the bike industry right now?
I think it depends. It depends on the company. The company's situation. It depends on the area of business too. So I know our retail, we're growing the number of corporate owned stores. So we 90% of our business is through independently owned bicycle dealers. So let's say Storm's Bikes of Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. I'm an independently owned dealer. I carry Trek product and I may carry some other brands. Well, that makes up 90% of what we're doing in North America. And then the other 10% is going to be corporate owned stores. So we have a lot. If you go onto our website, I just saw we had 200 plus retail positions available right now.
Wow.
across the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's going to, I have a feeling that's going to continue to grow. That number will continue to rise into the future. And then from a corporate standpoint, we have other positions available also. And I just think at first it may have slowed down a little bit trying to get a grasp on, hey, what should our interview process look like during all of this? Is it possible to hire somebody 100% via phone and video? And we've come to the conclusion, yes, absolutely it is.
So can you give us any examples, Storm, of like, are there any kind of favorite jobs that you guys have available right now that you're kind of excited for people to apply for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the one that I think we posted recently on Basecamp was a store manager opportunity. And that's our store manager. You'll hear our owner, you'll hear our VP of retail talk about it is one of the most important positions within the company. And if you stop and think why, and it's easy. If you stop and think about it, store managers are leading the teams that are interacting with our customers, our consumers. So they're taking care of people. They're making they're getting people on bikes. They're making them happy. They're solving the problems. But then at the same time, our store managers are able to provide our team, our corporate, our headquarters team with very valuable feedback. What's selling well? What's not selling well? You know, hey, here's a super idea. Hey, you know, product, or hey, research and development, take this idea and come up with a product to bring a solution to that problem. Mm-hmm. So store managers, we have store manager opportunities all around the country right now. And that's, I do a lot of recruiting for our retail team. So I'm going to mention that one right away. But then I was checking out our careers page earlier today. We have a really, it's neat. I think this is a neat position. It's part of our supply chain team. So Trek is a global organization and we manufacture and sell goods all over the world. So this supply chain team, we have a supply chain specialist available. They're working with the, you know, from an import export standpoint, getting the goods all over the world. But I never knew this until I started working on a position like that. There's a lot that goes into it when you're crossing borders, you're putting products on ships. You're working with the manufacturers. You're working with the distribution centers. It's a really neat position, and I think you think of companies like Amazon, and I saw a mail truck, USPS mail truck the other day. This poor lady was surrounded by packages. I don't even know how she could drive. She had that many packages in her little white USPS truck. I just, you know, people. I guess we try to limit the, you know, number of public appearances we make in store. So the e-commerce side of things is, I think, will continue to grow. But there's a lot of products moving around right now, and there's a lot that goes into that. So I think a really neat position that has huge career growth potential within Trek, but then within other industries is that supply chain specialist role we have open also.
And Are people who are being hired on right now working remotely to start and then with the expectation to move to Waterloo, or how is that working right now?
Yep. So that's, yeah, definitely a depends type situation on the position. So a lot of positions are based in Waterloo in Wisconsin. So we've onboarded people during the pandemic, and they've started working remotely. And then a lot of our retail positions are scattered throughout the country too. So mm-hmm. I know we hired a retail buyer in March, and that we typically bring that person here for a week or to Wisconsin, I should say, for a week or two, and then would have them do submersive training, kind of get a taste of the culture, what truck is all about. And then they would go back home and perform their role from their home in their designated area. So, and in the job descriptions, it will say with Trek, it will say where it's based, whether it's in Wisconsin, whether it's in California, in New York,
Italy. And I saw one.
Italy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you name it. Switzerland, you see that, South Africa, all over the place, but it will say if it is a remote position, it will say in the job description or even under location, remote work, possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Can you tell us, Storm, what makes a really good fit for your team in terms of someone's personality or maybe skills that you guys look for?
So the first thing I want to talk about is fun and flexible. So what I get about that is we have the mindset that you should look forward to going to work to every day. You should be excited about going to work, and you need to love what you do. And if you don't, that's, you need to figure out what's not right, because you spend a lot of time at work. You spend a lot, between the commute and the time you're putting in there, you start to put that in a pie chart, and it's like, wow, that's, you do, you spend a lot of time working. And that's why it's fun to be able to combine your passion with your work. So we do, we like to have fun. We like to be silly. And if you check out our, follow us on social media, you see some videos right now. Our chef, we have a cafe in headquarters. He dresses up as a squirrel and puts on cooking classes that we have on YouTube. So it's last week I made some gnocchi, some vegetarian gnocchi that was really good. And
that's super normal. Actually, I hear most workplaces dress up like squirrels and do cooking classes.
But who would have thought Storm would have been cooking with dry white wine? My mom would pass out if she heard this. But so we're just doing fun things like that. And then flexible. At the same time, there's going to be things that pop up, and you don't always get to take the easy, clear, straight path. Sometimes there's going to be barriers. And at the same time, you take those on with a smile. You have fun doing it, and you put your best forward. So fun and flexible, you're just that. There's no reason to get upset. There's no reason to get angry with that. And then the other thing we have, it's called, we say GSD, get stuff done. You can make that PG-13 if you want. But for the podcast reason, we'll keep it with get stuff done, GSD. So, and then sometimes they add the word fast at the end of that. So GSDF, but we're getting stuff done. And we have a really cool, it's the OKR program where you write your big goal out and you break it down into a bunch of small goals and put dates on it. So we're all about just, working hard, getting the job done. But at the same time, it is very important to, have that work-life balance. So I really enjoy triathlons. I don't know why, but I do one Ironman a year, and it's fun. It's exciting. I like the mental challenge, and I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't work at Trek, because I have a young family. I'm able to, we have a partnership with the local high school, so I can go swimming on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I can get some pretty sizable runs in during midday, because we have locker rooms on site with towels provided and showers. The company really wants employees to love where they work. And it's just that, it's, you get stuff done. We're fun and flexible, and it's just an amazing organization to be a part of.
So it sounds like the company culture is really awesome. How are you guys sort of working to keep that culture going while everything is virtual at the moment?
Yeah, that's, I was in a and a human resource and HR update a couple of weeks ago, and we have a couple of members of the HR team who have taken that on, like head on, like how, what can we do? So we're utilizing Microsoft Teams. We have like these little coffee break where you can jump in virtually and interact with whoever wants to jump in and chat. I used to not like FaceTime and video via Microsoft Teams. I used to turn it off, but now you're turning that on. But the company's sending out tips and links, things of that nature to help individuals, you know, deal and mm-hmm. grasp with all this. I am a very social person, so it has. I probably act tougher than I am at times, and I'll admit it has. It's 2.5 months of not being able to go somewhere where I love to go every day has been a mental challenge for me.
Sure, and especially with two kids at home, I know I'm in the same boat.
It is. So it really has probably been one of the it has been the hardest thing that I've had to do in my life, and just reading some of these things they're pumping out and. They're doing fun, like the cooking classes they've done. Hey, send us pictures of your dogs. And then they had this website just full of all the dog pictures. And we started this new campaign called Go By Bike. So we're asking individuals to replace one car trip with a bike ride instead. So yesterday I went to the hardware store to grab some gardening tools. So I hopped on my bike instead of taking my car. And people laughed at me when I was carrying this 4-foot-tall garden tool down the road. But hey, it worked out just fine. So yes, the company, I think that they've done a really nice job. The company was aware that yes, this is a real problem, and what resources can we provide our employees? And even to the point, a month ago, we sent out a pulse survey. Hey, how's truck doing? Are we communicating well? What would you like to see be offered to you? Because we do. We as truck, we understand this is a challenging time. So we're taking that now. We're taking that feedback and implementing other things.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's excellent. Open lines of communication in a company, you would think would be one of the core things that they do, but not every company gets it right. And it sounds like Trek really not only has those lines open both ways, but sounds like a very human place to work.
It is. And it really is. And John Burke is our president, and his father actually started the company in 1976. So he's been taking the time to do weekly video updates. You know, they're,
oh wow,
5 to 10 minutes long, just updating us on the business side of things, on what's going on globally, politically, you know what we should be looking for. So it's, and the biggest thing he said through all of this is that he looked straight at the camera and said, I, John Burke, you know, as the president of the company, I'm responsible for over 3,000 families around this globe, and I'm going to do whatever it takes for Trek to continue to be a successful organization. That was a whoa moment for me. I said, this is good stuff.
That's powerful. Wow, that's amazing. That's really aspirational, I think, for people working in other companies or in charge of maybe their HR departments to hear how to keep that morale up during this time. Because mm-hmm. it's super important that, I mean, even while we're at home, to just keep everyone focused on the mission and feeling heard, yes. even though we're all, you know, different places. Do you have a favorite moment from working at Trek the last 5 years?
That's a hard question.
Those cooking classes would be hard to beat.
Yeah.
No, good old gnocchi. And I've started making my own granola too. That was week one, granola. But if you're listening, granola is very easy to make. Do it. So I'm gonna put a teaser in here, and maybe sometime I love espresso. I drink 4 espressos a day. kind of the weird hours. I drink one at 9:30 at night now. So
wow.
Oh my goodness.
Central time. So if you ever want to have, you know, we can virtually have an espresso. But I'm going to leave a hanger. So maybe we're having a beer or a coffee in the future. And there was a house party we hosted in November 2015. I'm not going to go into any details, but we can talk about that. So that's probably number one. But number two is we host an event. We've hosted an event for the last 3 years. It's the Trek World Cup. And what it is, it's a cyclocross event. And it's part of the UCI cyclocross circuit. And we've had this in September the last 3 years, and it is amazing. And I mean Trek does, they just go above and beyond. It's actually in we have our building, and it's actually in our backyard. So we have professional riders from all over the world come race in Waterloo, Wisconsin. And then in addition to that, there's amateur racing too. So I'm a category 5, which is very entry level. I don't do a ton of cyclocross, but it's a lot of fun. And we have individuals like Gary Fisher is they call him the grandfather of mountain biking. He'll be there. Jens Vogt will be there. Cam McCall, a really famous professional mountain biker, was there last year, and he was doing cool videos with the kids and everything. But this Trek Cyclocross Cup, every year they keep raising the bar, and every year that's my favorite weekend favorite weekend, because there's great food, there's beer, there's bike riding, and if you're not familiar with what cyclocross is, you need to type it into a search engine. You need to check it out on YouTube, because it is a lot of fun. And that is definitely a great weekend to be in Waterloo.
And it's open to the public or just to the Trek community?
That is open to the public, and it is, if you want to come and spectate, it is free. So there's
amazing. Storm, if any of our listeners are now super intrigued, maybe want to work at Trek, can they connect with you on LinkedIn?
Please connect with me on LinkedIn, and I do my best at keeping up on the inbox. So usually it's one of those things I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of messages, but I'll sit down for an hour and get through those. So yeah, my advice is connect with me on LinkedIn. And then my other piece of advice is to visit trekbikes.com/careers. All of our open opportunities are on our careers page. And just, if you see a position you're interested in, submit that application. Now, here's the thing. Let's go back to what we previously spoke about. Take the extra 10 or 15 minutes to write a nice cover letter. I think in today's digital world, it's so easy to submit an application. It's quick, it's fast. You just upload that PDF resume and bam, here we go. But tell your story. Why are you interested in this role? Why are you interested in this company? And that's just such that cover letter is such an amazing way to make yourself stand out. And that's just not Trek. That's any outdoor company. We're all so passionate, and we're probably sitting at work thinking about being outside doing what we enjoy doing. And if put that into words, put that on paper. Maybe it's including a picture of, like, my wife and I got engaged on Independence Pass in Colorado. Like, maybe.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
How cool. So
we have a cool picture around in Trek in the building, and I'm like, we're going to go over Independence Pass during Ride the Rockies. I think that'll be a great time to pop the question. So fortunately she said yes, cause there's people around, but things you can show recruiters or show hiring managers, you're passionate. You really want this job, because that's just it. When you're passionate about something and you have a genuine interest, I think it really shows, and you're going to work that much harder for it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been on your end of things, actually reviewing resumes once as a hiring manager, and or reviewing applications, I should say. And when you just kind of get the resume that's kind of fast-tracked over from LinkedIn or from Indeed or wherever it's coming from, yeah, it's hard to really feel any warm, tingly feelings for that candidate, because other people have put in more effort. So it's nice to see that cover letter and see some personality.
Yeah, you just want to know what that person might be like to work with, because you're spending a lot of your day with them, very likely. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Just that little bit extra effort. And like I said, it's so easy. Any more you can click apply through Indeed and it brings everything over. Apply through LinkedIn, it brings everything over. And those are great resources, but when you're in, we're not working, and I'm not bashing the insurance company. My wife works in the insurance industry, but we just work in such a cool industry. And when you love that industry, you love the outdoors, let us know. Let us know as hiring managers and HR people that you are very passionate about it because it does. It gives you a leg up.
Amazing. Amazing tip, Storm. You've really, sold Trek today. It sounds like an amazing workplace. Thank you so much for coming on the pod and telling us about Trek, about your journey, about what you'd like to see from candidates and all of those tips that you offered.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to do this. This is a lot of fun. And as I mentioned, I'm thankful for what the two of you do to provide that area for individuals to go and better themselves and make them happy. Because if you do, you can combine that passion with your work. It's just going to lead to an amazing life and of health, of physical health, mental health, and then that career trajectory also.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
You're welcome. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. We'll see you in the Basecamp group.
Definitely.
And we hope to see all of you in the Basecamp community also, especially if you're looking to connect with other people working in the outdoor industry. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Basecamp Outdoor Jobs and More if you would like to join, and we'd be psyched to have you. A quick reminder to keep reading and submitting your posts for the Basecamp newsletter. A link to both subscribe and submit a posting for a job, event, classified. There's a bunch of options. That's all in our show notes at outdoordreamjobs.com. Next week, we're going to do a special episode, which, based on everyone's downloads, are your absolute favorite episodes. So we're talking to people next week that really thrived during the pandemic and either secured a new job or opened a business even, or secured freelancer work. So we're asking them how they did it, and we're expecting some really great tips and some great inspiration. So we'll talk to you guys soon, whether it's here on the pod or in the group or right in your inbox.